there. Okay, how about now? How are we doing?
Yeah, you're coming through.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, what I did was I muted myself. I do crazy things the older I get. But at least I know why I'm doing it. Because Sam helps me out. And Dave just helped me out. But I wanted to thank all the people who's called in already. And Dave, we're going to get to Captain Kamansky right now. We also have Ron Kukol on the line, who is part of the movie trailer to raise funds for the film. And Dave will talk about that later. But Captain Kamansky, welcome aboard. You got the floor, sir.
6 years ago, Don and I filed a mandatory declassification, which means Israel could not appeal the now over 6,000 pages of documents that 2 weeks ago were declassified by Nixon-NARA. Among them were documents that prove that Israel deliberately attacked the U.S.'s liberty. One of those documents is between the DCIA Helms and Kissinger that show Israel 24 months prior to the attack was preparing for war. I am now declassifying the remainder of that, which includes two letters. We also forced a declassification of the third CIA document that is now available to the general public, except for the source that says that Israel knew 6 hours before that you were a U.S. ship and that they did it because they were worried about the information that you had and where it would go. But there are also documents about Sonnenfeld that never seen before. And, of course, I will be in contact with Mr. Gaheri in these matters because I would like his book and movie to be current. I was asked by Jack Beatty to submit a proposal because I felt that I've done research that during that period, 25% of the IDF forces were dual citizens, American and Israeli. So, unfortunately, you had as American citizens who knew that 6 hours before they were attacking a U.S. ship, and I believe that there are some federal laws against that, so I was asked by Beatty to submit a proposal to see if I could ask the Department of Justice, because there is no time limit for murder on the high seas and international law, to perhaps contact the Department of Justice to see if we can get some justice for those that died or were injured. We also forced the total declassification as a NSSM 40, and we're really on a good roll here. And I thought I'd alert your listeners that Don and I, through scholarship, have really unlocked many doors. And I'm just asking the U.S. Liberty Veterans Association for permission to contact the DOJ. And you don't have to know the name of your murderer to file charges. We can have the DOJ do that. And then if the DOJ doesn't want to do it, well, then 20 years from now, we'll all look back and say the DOJ failed in their duty to protect us under the Constitution. But I feel like Simon Wiesenthal at this point, and I will never give up. I believe that those who attacked the ship knew it was an American ship, and some were American citizens, and they should be held accountable in American courts. Because I've been told that, Dr. Bob, you're going to get, you'll probably get justice, but even Israel many times, whether it's the land they took in 67, they said, well, what are you going to do about it? We know the UN says it was illegal. What are you going to do about it? So I just have a different take on it. Maybe I won't go at Israel. Maybe I should go at the United States. There is a precedent being set now. Somebody lost a daughter in Paris, France, and they said it was the social media, and they're suing the U.S. social media for it. And it looks like they're going to get the L.A. Times and the New York Times to support them on that issue. So I have a way to go here, and I wanted to alert all your listeners that I'm going to be a Simon Wiesenthal in this situation, because I do feel that it was a war crime and a mini Holocaust. And as a Jew who helped found the state of Israel with my kin, I feel that this is an extra special focus for me. So that's all I have to say. Oh, Mr. Geheri is my motivation and reward. I'm so proud of him. You know, I have a brother who's a commander in the U.S. Navy. And so within my own family, I want to get justice. So that's all. You know, I'm real proud of Mr. Geheri. I've talked to him before. I hope I can help him out and do him justice. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Captain Komansky. I appreciate that and what you and Don have done over the years, and the kudos you give Dave are well deserved. He's an outstanding man, a truthful man, and believe me, a hard worker. Ron Kukul, survivor of the USS Liberty. He's hosted this show many, many times for me, and I certainly appreciate that. Welcome aboard, Ron, and what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Phil. I talk to Dave and Phil so much that sometimes I get them mixed up, sort of like brothers to me, I guess. I want to jump to something a little bit different. It does include freedom of speech. You guys know how I feel about divine intervention. However, you allow me to say what I want to about it. You never put me down for it. And I'm allowed to believe as I want. Well, that's what this is all about. There's no doubt about it. If you want to think that way, that's entirely what you want to do. It's up to you. And just this week, I spoke with a very close friend in Liberty Fellowship in Montana and told him and her both that we are really pressing hard to get the church involved to know what's really been going on all these years. And then lo and behold, this week, Don Pegler ends up talking or speaking in front of one of the Presbyterian churches in somewhere in California. I don't remember where it was right now. And I get really elated about that because that means I get to tie another church into Liberty Fellowship in Montana, and there's already a couple of churches tied into it. So I just want to say this. I agree entirely with what Fred, excuse me, what Fred was saying. And, of course, what Dr. Bob is saying is absolutely right on spot. And so there's not much more for me to say. I just want to say that I'm just elated to see that this is seeping into the beliefs in this country and the church in this country. And when they wake up, you better stand by. And I see it happening a little bit more every day. That's about all I got to say because Dr. Bob and Fred kind of summed it up already. I just wanted to say hello to Dave and hello to you and get out of here and let somebody else get on.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciated your companionship and friendship when we were all together in Arizona getting to really get to know your wife. What a great gal you have. You're a very lucky man, as I am too. And so is Dave. We all got wonderful spouses. And I hope all of us do. You know, tomorrow's Father's Day, by the way. Happy Father's Day, Ron. And happy Father's Day, Dave, and everybody else out there that's a father. So today, tomorrow is your day. And it happens to be my anniversary, too. I'll be married 33 years tomorrow. My great wife, Lisa. Yeah. My lovely wife, Lisa.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm out of here. I want somebody else to say what they want to say, and I'm out of here, okay?
Okay, Ron. Thanks for calling in and giving us your viewpoints and thoughts. It's always appreciated. And we'll talk to you down the boulevard.
Thank you,
Dave. Interesting comments from Joe, Fred, Captain Kamansky, Ron. And there's so many people that listen to this radio show that never call in. They just listen. But I know they're out there. I've had them on email with me, and there's many, many people. And it's a good feeling to know that people respect your voice counts, and they want to get the truth. And that's what this wonderful film and book's going to do. And not to go on any further, Dave, but I just want to say thank you again for all you've done and your support and your brilliance to detail. You spent many, many hours with many crewmen aboard Liberty that were there that day, and you got their thoughts personally, and that's exactly what I wanted it in my new book. And it's done. So with that being said, Dave, please go ahead and let's get start with the book, and then we'll go on to the movie, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife. So today is the 18th, so it's the 19th. You said 33 years, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Wow. There you go.
33 years. This is my second wife. It seems like all the survivors have three or four, five, like Larry Thornburg. He's working on his fifth divorce, and even before he got married, this gal did him kind of dirty, which I hate because I love Larry. He's a great guy and a great human being. But with that being said, Dave, you can go ahead and say anything you like. This is you're the host, you're the guest host, person that cares a lot about the Liberty. So start wherever you want to, Dave.
All right, Phil. Just in finishing up the question you had about the corruption. Yeah, the fact of the matter is that, and this isn't concentrated on or paid too much attention to in any of the books about the Liberty or anything about the Liberty, is that the cover-up of the Liberty began almost instantaneously. As soon as word got into the District of Corruption, various Jewish senators and congressmen immediately began covering for Israel. I mean immediately. So the cover-up started right away. The corruption is right from the top. Of course, nobody's talking about all Jews or all Americans or all politicians or this or that. It was a select few that decided to cover this event up and the attack up. As the title of your new book states, Erasing the Liberty, erase the Liberty, which they've been doing for almost 50 years. And that's another point that I wanted to make, is that if all of the people for almost 50 years now I'm saying 50 because it happened almost 50 years ago, 49 years ago, and today's and 10 days, haven't been able to do anything to really expose this matter to a large number of people. What are we going to wait another 50 years for this to happen? I mean, is 50 years enough that anytime somebody raises their head and opens their mouth and says, hey, wait a second, what about the Liberty? That somebody with an interest in keeping it quiet steps up and starts screaming these ridiculous insults like anti-Semitic or hateful. And like you said, Phil, and it's perfect, they were the ones that shot at you. They were the ones who murdered you. You didn't do anything except try to defend yourself and tell the truth. So my attitude is to any of these people who say these things, who want to silence you, that's what really gets me angry. And that's what motivates me. That's one of the things that motivates me to do what I do and contribute in whatever way I can to getting the truth out. And I've said this before, I'm an American. That's what I am. I'm not an Israeli. I'm not anything else. I'm not Chinese. I'm an American. I was born here. I'm an American. What they did to you, they did to me. Even though when the attack on the Liberty happened, I was 7 years old. I went into the Navy in 1980, so 13 years later. Actually, I was 19 when I went into the Navy. What they did to you, they did to me. And every American should feel that. What Israel did, and whether or not it was a false flag, I don't know. It may have been. I know the caller from Fred from Iowa seems to think it is. It could have been. I don't know if it is. Whatever it was, and I have, again, I'll say this, I have my own opinion about what it was, and I would suggest that folks come to their own opinion. Once they read your new book, Phil, I think they'll be able to more easily come to an opinion, because we have nothing but facts in there and testimony. It could have been a false flag. It might not have been. It might have been a rogue operation by Israel, because they knew about the Liberty. Clearly, they knew what it was doing, and they didn't want that information being broadcast all around the world, because that would have ended up in the United Nations. Their war crimes would have been exposed. How they murdered hundreds of defenseless and captured Egyptian prisoners in cold blood, just like the Nazis supposedly did to Jews. So this happened, this event with the Egyptians, and it may have been that they just wanted to shut up the Liberty, get it to the bottom, because that's exactly what happened. One, two, three shots is a mistake. A sustained attack for 2 hours and surveillance for 6, 7, 8 hours is not a mistake. So anybody who says it's a mistake, that's just a slap in the face to the guys that were on board. And it's a slap in the face to all Americans. Captain Kamansky, I mean, what he said, come on. I mean, I'm an inspiration to him. That's, I mean, I appreciate that, but... I mean, what this guy does with Don Pogler and many of the other folks who are on the Liberty to bring this out and tell the truth, like yourself, Phil, you've been doing this for decades, 30 years, I think, of just doing this. I mean, pounding the pavement, pressing the flesh, and trying to wake people up, talking. It's great. It's, I mean, thank you, Captain Kamansky, but what you are doing, what you have done is, in my opinion, much greater than anything that I have done or could do. Ron, thanks for your kind words. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Yes, we do talk a lot, and it's a great honor to speak to you all the time and to get your thoughts on various things, and thank you for your kind words. The book, Phil, is coming out shortly, and it is called Erasing the Liberty. And you have, of course, the poster that that we had down in Maricopa. The name of it, Erasing the Liberty. And the reason is because Phil had said over the time that I've known him at various times, that you know, they're erasing what happened to us, and we had come upon that that name because we were thinking of a different name for the book. Because of that, it's so appropriate. They have been erasing the history of the Liberty, and Bill decided, I decided, pretty much talking at the same time about this, that we weren't going to allow them to erase the history of the Liberty anymore. We weren't going to allow them to do that. And we were going to do whatever we could and that was in our power to make sure that this information got out to as many people as possible. And you asked, Phil, what could this do if it does get out? Well, it could do a lot based upon the fact that it's not just facts that are presented in the book, but as you wanted, testimony from as many Liberty survivors and affiliated shipmates that were involved in the greatly delayed rescue operation almost 18 hours later. Okay, it could blow this thing wide open, and it could.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty Health Share could be the answer. Liberty Health Share has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty Health Share members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty Health Share for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Remember Senator Adlai Stevenson? He was on our radio show a couple of times, and he was there in 1967 in Israel when the attack on the Liberty took place. He talked a lot about the apartheid state that he saw there. I was wondering if you could comment on that too after you're finished with your what you was talking about before.
Before I continue, there was an ad for the American Freedom Party that just came up in this break, and I have to say unequivocally that this is absolutely wrong. It is this ad for this racist, white supremacist group should have no place in this show. It is a blatantly racist and completely unacceptable, and I can't just ignore the fact of the statements that they made, even in the ad that came up, the short ad that came up in the break here. So whoever it is that's in charge of getting sponsorship, I think they have to get rid of that. So there should be no room on a show like this with you and I on for the American Freedom Party to speak up. I think I'm speechless. I'm just in shock just from the stuff they said in the ad. So I think we need to very clearly condemn the party, condemn what they say, condemn the ad, and hopefully you won't have it anymore on the show, whoever it is that's in charge.
I'm sorry to hear that. I wasn't aware of it. Busy with other stuff here. I guess I would have to take that up with Phil and see what he would do about that.
Please do, because this is absolutely wrong. Okay. Especially since we're talking about justice, we're talking about freedom, we're talking about, you know, talking about an apartheid regime, which is exactly what the American Freedom Party wants to create here.
Oh, Phil, I guess.
Well, yes.
I guess from hearing one commercial, Miko already knows exactly what the American Freedom Party is all about. He knows exactly what they are. He knows that they want to create an apartheid regime. I don't know how he knows that from a 1-2 minute commercial, but he must be a genius because if he never heard of it before, which apparently he never did, because he couldn't believe it, how shocked and offended he was. If you never heard it before, how can you learn in 1 minute what a party's about when all they're saying is that whites are disappearing? That's a fact. So the whole thing is just suspect to me, Phil. I don't know how you feel about it.
Well, I am personally offended that this was done on air. If he had a complaint, or perhaps he ought to do more research into the commercials on every show that he goes on, or whatever. Because I'm not one to say you can't have your own commercials. They're paying for it, and it is freedom of speech. They're not out there telling somebody to go attack somebody or beat them up or hurt them or shoot them in a nightclub like this terrorist did in Orlando a few Sundays ago. So, Dave, I'm in total agreement. I'm in total shock, and I just really, really didn't appreciate it. And RBN doesn't deserve that type of backlash. They've been extremely kind and bent over backwards for the crew of the USS Liberty and the truth. And so I applaud them for that, and I applaud them for their gracious free speech. Nothing is off topic. I mean, you can say what you want. You know, we don't want a lot of people out here cussing all over the radio and stuff like that. That isn't appropriate. We all know that. But, you know, hell or damn or something like that, it always comes out. But, Dave, it's an interesting point, and I would hope Miko would think this over a little bit more than rather than criticize the whole show. Folks, we'll be right back, and we'll have a long run. And we'll finish up the show in about a half hour. And too much time wasted. The walls were coming down. It would be too late for liberty.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That the ship flew farther out to sea. There were too many errors and too much time wasted.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for tuning back in to Your Voice Counts. It's a very, very special day. We have Dave Kahari on the line with us, producer of the great film that's coming out. And believe me, folks, we will make this film. There's no doubt about it. I also want to mention John Gadusko. He was in the fundraising trailer of the film that we're going to make. And I want to also give you John Gadusko's website. It's the only site that I know of that that you can go to and learn all you want to about the USS Liberty. John was a intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty and very well liked, a nice man. He came up from the ranks as a white hat to become a very distinguished officer and friend, by the way, a very dear friend. So go to GIDUSKO.com. That's Gidusko.com, GIDUSKO.com. Thank you, John, for keeping up that website. I know it's not easy. You've been doing it for so long, and it's much appreciated by me and many others. I can guarantee you that. Okay, Dave, let's go ahead and get back to the main topic, and that's the book and the film, and how we're going to raise funds for that, and what people can do in the next week to get this kicked off.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I just want to make one quick comment. They played that American Freedom Party ad again, and I learned more from paying close attention to it. I guess Miko, like I said, he could only hear it once, and he knows everything about it. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, like we said. The fact of the matter is that in the United States, there are restrictions on the type of countries that were allowed in, because the legislators at the time prior to 1965, when it was all changed by the Johnson administration and Congress at that time, prior to 65, the people who were put in positions of leadership in this country, they wanted to keep the ethnic makeup the same from the people that founded the country, white Northern Europeans. So this is a relatively new occurrence here with immigrants from different countries being allowed in. And the fact of the matter is that all one has to do is just do the research, and they can find out that who was behind the push to allow people in from different countries in the United States. It just so happened to be, for some reason, I don't know why, people of Jewish ethnicity, just like it is now. So it's not something I'm making up. But the problem is that when you say something like this, that's when you get these insults hurled at you. And it's the same exact thing with the Liberty. If you say, well, Israel attacked us, the Jews attacked us, that's when they come at you with all these insults. So, and that's the problem. That has been the main problem about bringing this story out to the public, is that once you take one step forward with the truth about what happened, then you've got all of these partisans, these Israel first types, coming at you and hurling insults and invectives and using ad hominem attacks to pretty much smother out what you're saying, erase the history of the Liberty, and then turn it around to make it like you're the one. And that, Phil, that's what you were saying before. You didn't try to kill anybody. You just tried to stay alive. That you're the one that caused the problem. And like that one fella said about that that website, that the Israelis actually blamed you for it. And of course, that's in your new book, where there were some Israelis and American Jews, and to this day, who dare to say that it was your fault. You were attacked, virtually an unarmed surveillance vessel. You were attacked in international waters by Israel. You only had 4 50 caliber machine guns to repel borders. You had no armaments on there. You had nothing to defend yourselves. They knew it. These are the facts. It's not disputed by anyone. Use common sense, folks. So here, the reason now, approaching the 50th anniversary next June 8th, for the book, for the movie, is to bring this story finally to the American people. It's been 50 years almost, to bring it to the American people, let them know the truth about what happened, based on facts, based on documents that have been uncovered, based on interviews, based on testimony, based on facts. And Phil, your first book, What I Saw That Day, is a beautiful book. It was primarily a memoir, and various other material was in there. But this book is a lot different. It's part memoir, it's part testimony. It's many parts taken from different books, information gleaned from pretty much all the sources. There's information from Captain Kamansky, stuff that he's uncovered. There's never been a book like this before, Erasing the Liberty. And that book is going to be the basis of the movie. So next week, like you said, folks can go to USSLibertyMovie.com And, of course, there's the trailer that Phil alluded to a couple of times throughout this show. And you can watch the trailer if you haven't already. You can donate to the project. And there's going to be links there. You'll see at usslibertymovie.com, home, about, donate, and contact. Of course, contact just means if you want to ask us a question. Home is the homepage. Donate is where you can actually donate the money for the film. And about tells you, will tell you about next week. It will tell you about what this is all about. It will tell you about the attack and what we're trying to do. Now, we're taking donations. And I've said this before. We are taking donations. We're not taking investors. Many film projects take investors because investors expect something back. We're taking donations from folks, not just from Americans, from anybody interested in getting this story out, the truth out. We're taking donations from people who don't want anything back other than the truth. The First Amendment, telling the truth. And I just want to make a comment about RBN. I don't know much about RBN. But if RBN is for the truth, which it seems like they are, and they allow people to say basically anything they want to, except for, like you said, cursing, which doesn't make any sense, then I'm all for them. I mean, of course, isn't that the whole idea about everything, really, is getting the truth out? And how many stations are there? How many radio stations are there that let you actually tell the truth, that let you talk and say whatever you want? You see these guests on this Fox News, or some people call faux news, fake news, where they start to tell the truth and then they're immediately silenced, shut up, snuffed out by these slaves to the powers that be that make $30 million a year being a television host. RBN lets everybody. I'll take RBN over anything then in the realm of radio, if they allow people to speak their mind with. And it seems like they do. So that should be the ideal that people look up to. Nothing else. Why waste your time watching any other television or listening to any other radio if they don't tell the truth? If they're not allowed to say whatever they want. I want to say whatever I want. I don't want anybody shutting me up. You want to. Everybody does. If RBN is like that, then this should be the top radio station in the world. But unfortunately, people don't care too much about the First Amendment. And this has been going on for a long time. But this is the plan for the movie. The book will be the basis of the movie, the screenplay. It's already being written. And the donations will allow us to move forward with the movie. A movie seems like a huge undertaking. It really isn't. Movies are made every day. This movie is very important because for 50 years, almost 50 years, the truth has been snuffed out. The truth has been erased, and people need to know about the USS Liberty, if for only the main reason to honor the people who were murdered. And murdered isn't even the right word, and Phil, you've said this plenty of times, slaughtered. They were just slaughtered. I mean, the way that they were slaughtered, the attack, like you said, lasted longer than the attack on Pearl Harbor. The way that they were slaughtered, with rockets, with cannon fire, with napalm, shooting at stretcher bearers, shooting at sailors trying to put fires out on the deck of the ship, shooting at the life rafts, then finally coming with a helicopter to finish off the job, and instantaneously being covered up by the leaders, quote-unquote, in Washington, D.C. President Johnson, perhaps the biggest or one of the biggest criminals in this entire episode, President Johnson didn't give a hoot or a holler, and I'm saying this based on all the research I did. He was laughing at the time that the attack was taking place about other things. He didn't care. Shouldn't a president, as soon as they hear that one of their ships, that their men, shouldn't the commander-in-chief, shouldn't his first response be, help those boys out? Now, we could say boys then because they're only men serving and young men serving aboard ships and subs, but shouldn't that be the president's first response? Do whatever you got to do to get them. And of course, some people tried to do that, and the planes were called back by McNamara and LBJ. So This fella that I met in Lowe's, who went in the Navy in 51 and retired in 71, who was an electrician's mate on board subs, of course, diesel subs back then. And there were nuke subs back then, but he was on diesel subs. This fella didn't know about the Liberty. When I first mentioned it to him, he said, "Oh, yeah, isn't that the ship they use, the metal from Ground Zero?" I said, "No, no," I explained. This was explained to him a little bit about what it is. He goes, "Oh, yeah, I remember the Pueblo." Yeah, if the truth came out about the Liberty, if all the truth came out about the Liberty, the Pueblo never would have happened. But people who were even in the Navy, who were even in the Mediterranean at the time, don't know, didn't know, and don't know about the Liberty. And a lot of these folks are dying off, as are Liberty survivors. Now is the time. If it's not done now, it'll never be done. For the 50th anniversary, all you have to do next week is go to USSLibertyMovie.com. Watch the trailer if you haven't already. Click the donate tab. Donate some money. The way it's going to be set up, Phil, is that, and it'll be up next week, so we don't know for sure. We're still working on it. Donate $20, you get a copy of Phil's new book. Donate $50, you get an autographed copy of Phil's new book. Donate $100, you get the book, and you get the DVD of the movie when it's out. We're going to have various levels of, and this is common to fundraising for independent films. So they do it all over the place just like that. And it's completely above board. And like Phil said, we had a call with the attorney, and we're all squared away. We're ready to go. So if this is something that you're interested in, if you want to get the truth out, help us make this film. Phil?
Well, Dave, this has been a lifelong dream. And here comes Dave Gahari making my wish come true. And I really appreciate it more than I can put into words, as does the rest of the crew. And with determination and the spirit that we have, nothing's going to stop us to get this film made. And, you know, we the people of this great United States, we the people have our destiny in our own hands. And this film will bring the culprits, it'll put them right under the carpet, and everybody will know who they are. And Dave, it's been this way ever since 67. Administration after congressman after senator, on and on and on, up until this very moment, are all cover-up artists. They're liars. You call your congressman and said, "Well, there's been 13 or 14 investigations. The Navy says it was a mistaken identity." Well, I'm a survivor, and I'm telling you that it was cold-blooded murder, and I'm reporting that to you as a United States citizen, that a person tried to murder me and my shipmates. They say, "Tough luck. It was a mistaken identity. Live with it." You know, like they even act like that the survivors have done something wrong. So this is a way for all of America, all the people in America, around the world, that want to see the truth come out, the real truth, that could absolutely change America. And my belief is it will change America for the better. You know, how many other USS Liberties have gone on, Dave, that we know nothing about, never heard about them? You're right. Just talking about this fellow, retired sub sailor, just like you. You know, you were on a nuclear submarine, you know, working with reactors. And, I mean, that's a dangerous job in itself. Anything goes wrong, man, you're radiated, buddy. You're glowing. And possibly kill you. More than likely, it would. So I admire you for your service in the United States Navy. For the USS Skate, and I know you were proud to serve your country, but when you heard about the Liberty, it makes you less proud to serve your country, because how many other people have they done it to, Dave? I just know it's more than the USS Liberty. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think probably, I know much, much more in numbers than the USS Liberty is what they did and continue to do to the soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen who were directly involved in Vietnam with Agent Orange. There is a book written by a great guy who I interviewed. His first book about this was called Waiting for an Army to Die. And that's exactly what they did. It's pretty, accepting this is pretty hard for your, for people who, listen to this radio station. For people like us, it's easier. But they actually were waiting for this army to die until, I think, 2009, when they finally admitted that Agent Orange was a problem.
Here we go to a break, folks, and we'll be back.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
That Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage.
Well, welcome back, folks.
They attacked the silent ship.
Thank you for listening in to today's radio show with my special guest and friend, Dave Gahari. And Dave, we've got two or three minutes left before the show's over. And I wanted to thank everybody who's listening and who's called in, and your viewpoints are very well taken. And we appreciate you calling in. Your voice counts, so you can get it off your chest. And thank you for the kudos, saying you enjoy the show, and we're doing it. We're doing a good job, and that was the whole purpose of this radio show, is to get the truth out and let the public know. And it's my great honor to do so, and then be associated with Dave and other survivors and people that want to see this movie go full speed ahead, as well as should the American people. And I hope we get many donations started next week, Dave, and we'll keep the word going. And I'm going to let you close out the show, Dave, and thank you for spending 2 hours of your Saturday morning with us. And my best to your family. And again, happy Father's Day. Please go ahead, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Phil. And the best to you and yours. Happy Father's Day. Happy anniversary. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Yeah, it's, I guess, what I would say is that there's a lot of reasons for making the film. The main reason is obviously to do it now before it's too late. A film could be made next year or 5 years from now or 10 years from now, but that might be too late. Many survivors are sadly passing on. Many have struggled to get this story out, and they weren't successful, and now they're gone. Another reason is that what happened was just downright wrong. It was evil, as you've said before. And as far as, and I wanted to mention this because you had asked me about it, the leaders of this country, then and now, not one of them is honorable. There's not one of them that isn't treasonous, because not one of them will stand for the truth. And that's just a fact. So that's another reason for getting this out. These people have no right. They don't deserve to be there. They don't deserve to be representing us if they don't have the courage. They don't have the guts. If they don't have the morality, they don't have what's right inside of them to say, this happened almost 50 years ago, but it was wrong. There's never been an investigation. I'm in Congress. I'm going to stand up for it. I'm going to do what's right. Not one of them have done it, and not one of them deserve to serve. And all of them, from then till now, except there were a few who were not in Congress anymore, who did what they can, what they could. Like Paul Findlay, like Pete McCloskey, there were a few. But now, none of them will ever come forward and say anything because of their allegiance to the organization, to the people that keep them in power, to defile the memory of what happened to you and your shipmates over 49 years ago. Help us get the truth out, folks. Go to USSLibertyMovie.com next week, at the end of next week, before Phil's next show, and donate and help make this project a reality.
Thank you, Dave, and I'll be talking to you soon. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Thanks for listening in. See you next week on Your Voice Counts on RBN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern
Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.